Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I don't need to know anything more than that. That is a successful first season for Ryan Silverfield so far. And, you know, we've seen him win games in the 30s and the 40s. Sometimes they even can go up to the 50s. I didn't know that I'd watch them win a game 10-7 this season, but that's what they did against Navy, so congrats to them.
Story number four.
Another interesting Sunday in the NFL will be real quick here. Titans.
Yes.
Avenge an earlier season loss to the Colts, right? Didn't the Colts beat them up pretty good a few weeks ago?
Beat the crap out of them a few weeks ago. It felt good. Even that big Ravens win last week, I was still like, everyone's like, how about the Titans? And I was just like, yeah, but they got the Colts this weekend, so I can't get excited about it until they beat the Colts.
They go into Indianapolis. They jump up 14-7. They got 35 points at the half. They win at 45-26. So the Titans are now 8-3. Tom Brady lost again. That's a story every time it happens now.
Yes.
They are 7-5 when they were considered Super Bowl candidates. But that's got just as much to do with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs than it does anything else. Like,
mm-hmm.
Tom Brady and the Bucs probably good enough to beat most people yesterday. But, you know, Mahomes is he's a different deal.
It's different.
I think Dan Wetzel wrote the column last night. Like, Tom Brady, you can call Tom Brady the GOAT if you want to. This is Patrick Mahomes' league right now.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the world, and he's got a chance. Certainly looks like he's got a chance to go down as the greatest quarterback ever. He certainly looks the part. Chiefs win that game in Tampa, 27-24. And then Sunday Night Football, Bears just embarrass themselves. What in the world? Like, are the Bears in prime time more often than most? Because I feel like I watch every Bears game for some reason.
They are. I mean, historic franchise, Chicago market. But yes, I feel like I've seen them a lot this year.
I'm not the guy who sits down and watches every NFL game on Sunday. I don't love it like that. But I do always have the Sunday Night Football game on, and I do always have the Monday Night Football game on, and I feel like I watch I feel like of the Bears' 11 games, I've seen most of them. And
I feel the same.
I feel sorry for my friends who are Bears fans. They just seem like they would be frustrating to like. And I even compared them last night on Twitter, and I'd done this previously on the radio. The Bears feel like the Mets to me, in the sense that they are this big market club that had this iconic team in the mid-80s, and it roped in millions of fans. Jim McMahon, mm-hmm. Walter Payton, Refrigerator Perry, Super Bowl Shuffle. It's an iconic team. Like, who won the Super Bowl in, you know, 1977, in 1994, in 2006? I don't know. I mean, I guess I could sit here and think about it, maybe figure it out. But everybody remembers that Bears Super Bowl team, just like everybody remembers the 86 Mets. And then after that, it's like just mostly misery for three decades, and the Bears are still going through it. At least with the Mets, we got a new owner, so there's something to be excited about. With the Bears, it's just they can't move the ball. Quarterback play is awful.
Dude, they just cannot get quarterback right. That franchise, I mean, they've got to be on the biggest drought of just not having a good quarterback.
It's incredible. And then, like, at least the defense early in the season, keep them in games. Now they give up 41. It's like the defense, it actually feels like the defense just said, you know what?
F y'all.
We're tired of this. You know, like, we go out and get stops. You guys never score. Uh-huh. Like, we're exhausted.
Yes.
All right. So, like, Aaron Rodgers, go put 41 on us and let's be done with it. So that was your Sunday Night Football. I guess it was fun to watch if you're a Packers fan, but outside of that, not too interesting. Jeff Calkins up next.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and home of the Gary Parrish Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis live on the radio.com app.
Whether you're a home builder, a road builder, a landscaper, or a farmer,
An early riser, a heavy lifter, or a one-man crew. Whether you're looking to rent or buy, new or used, or just needing your machine serviced, Thompson Machinery's got you covered. Stop by one of our 15 locations today or visit us online at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local cat dealer.
Okay, let's go. Go, go. They're right on our tail.
Hey, don't worry. They'll never catch us.
How do you know?
What do you think this is, an action movie? This is a Nissan sales event ad.
What? No, can't be. Sales event ads are boring. This is definitely not boring.
Then how do you explain the announcer?
I'm sorry, who?
Now save $2,250 on the 2020 Nissan Altima or get 0% APR financing on 14 models. You'll be glad to take the lead role in the Nissan year-end sales event. Show up on set at your local Nissan store or shop NissanUSA.com for blockbuster deals. $2,250 cash back on purchase of new 2020 Altima. Must purchase from new dealer stock. Well-qualified buyers subject to NMAC credit approval. See dealer for financing details. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details. List of eligible models and important safety information. Offers end 11/30/2020.
Your CBD store, Millington, has so many award-winning CBD products. It's a different store for everyone. For you, it's a rest better store. While for your cousin, it's an everything is under control store. And for grandpa, it's a meet me on the tennis court because it's time for an whipping store. Again, it serves different purposes for different people, even fired up Gramps. Your CBD store, award-winning products for a balanced life. Visit your nearest location today. Your CBD store, Millington, 8570 South, Highway 51 North, Suite 107, next to Huey's.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
The holiday season has arrived. It's going to be a different holiday season, obviously, but it's still holiday season. Tiger basketball is here. Grizzly season right around the corner. College football, NFL. Fun time of the year. Maybe you're going to watch these things while enjoying a drink. If so, try New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. Five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered three times to create a soft finish. You surely know by now, it's so smooth you could drink it straight. Yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. You can spend more money on a bottle of vodka if you want to. But why would you do that if I've identified for you a quality vodka that's reasonably priced? New Amsterdam Vodka. If you're into flavored vodkas, they offer a variety. Watermelon's the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, New Amsterdam has a gluten-free vodka. It's got a brown label. You don't see it in your liquor store. Ask for it. They can get it for you. Ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Gary, I have a question for you.
Okay, sure.
How's my sound quality?
You sound good, baby. You sound good.
This is the new iPhone 12.
It sounds like an iPhone 12.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the new iPhone 12 talking, so we'll see what happens now. And I do have – I also got those wireless ear pods that you stick in your ears, those ones that everyone loses. They're like $150 or something. But I'm not using those. I'm speaking to you, you know, in the – just in the actual phone itself.
You sound good.
But it's better. You think it's better?
It is, honest to God, noticeably better.
Ah, that's good.
This might inspire me to go out and get an iPhone 12.
Well, the interesting thing about the iPhone, I had an 8 before, so I still had the home button, you know. Do you have a home button on yours?
No, I don't have a home button.
Yeah, I still have the home button. So, like, I was a whatever. And so it's a little bit hard getting used to. I have to say, the whole thing is freaky as hell. Like, you get this new phone, and all you have to do is, like, you put it next to your old phone, and then they start freaking talking to each other, and then at one point, you point it at your face, and it sets up for the face recognition system, and so Apple, you know, they know what I look like. It is both totally cool and a little freaky. the whole thing. Like, we have these damn computers everywhere in our lives, Gary, and it's both totally cool. And then I got a HomePod too, which I tell it play 92.9 FM. It listens to me sometimes. It's like my dogs, honestly. It does not every time listen to me, but like you point your phone at it, and there's some swirly thing that it recognizes it. It's a crazy, crazy time.
I just assume at this point that somebody somewhere, if they want to know everything I say, do, think, they know at this point. Like, we've got the Amazon Echoes in the house and the Alexas, and then, of course, all the phones and the computers and iPads. I just assume, like, I see people sometimes on Facebook, they're, like, all freaked out, like, Facebook is spying on you. And I'm like, yeah, well, you're the one uploading your pictures. Like, what? I don't even really care. I don't care. I don't have – I mean, like anybody, my search history could get a little embarrassing, you know? But like at this point, I'm just like, whatever. Yes, I assume somebody's spying on me.
I were really wigged out about it. Like Charles, one of the people, my buddy Charles, one of the people was wigged out about it. But I like whatever. I long since that ship has sailed for me. The thing about the Alexa, or in this the for me, it's a little pod that Siri, you talk to it. If you can say, hey, Alexa, turn on the lights, or hey, Alexa, listen to 92.9 FM, that means it's listening all the time.
Oh, sure.
Like, Alexa's listening all the time. So it knows how much you had on that game last night. You know what? Like, Alexa is listening all the damn time.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be.
Like, I if you yell at your kids, I'm assuming somebody can hear that, you know, if they want to.
I don't think someone can, but they certainly, I don't know. I mean, it is listening. Something's listening to you in there.
There is a story. I remember it vaguely. Somebody could Google it. I could probably Google it, but I'm talking to you right now. Where a murder was either solved or somebody was acquitted based off of an Alexa. It had recorded something that either convicted this person or acquitted this person, but it played a role. And the lesson was, I'm light on specifics here, but the lesson was something like, everything you're doing is being registered somewhere. And here's the one that constantly freaks me out. I will, like, Google how to order Chicago-style pizza online. And I just Google it one time, like on my phone even. And then I'll go on my computer 3 days later on Facebook, and they're trying to sell me Chicago-style pizzas on Facebook.
Like it is creepy. It is absolutely creepy, right. The way they do that. I mean, that's pretty obvious. But you're right. Like, it's jarring. It just happened to me around something. I don't know what it was. I think my meniscus or something. Like, I put in, you know, what do you do for a torn meniscus? And next thing you know, I'm getting all kinds of knee stuff, you know. And and it's on – you're right. It's not just on the device where you ask the question. It's on every device you own.
Right. I have to go in sometimes and clear my search history. Because that's the only way to stop seeing this thing. And it's
You go clear your search history, get rid of
that. Perhaps it's more complicated than that, but there is a way to get rid of those things. Because here's what's happened to me. It happened to me just the other day. I, like, Google, Adidas, cold weather golf sweater, something like that, right? And I'm, like, actually looking at them. And then I say, you know what? I've already got two hoodies and two other things. I don't need I'm not going to be playing golf four times a week in the middle of the winter, so I don't need all of these sweaters. I've got enough already. I'm just not going to buy it. And then it just, every time I get on the internet, it's showing it to me, the same one over and over, the one that I was interested in. They keep putting it right in my face. And finally, I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going to stop thinking about this until I buy it. I'm just going to go ahead and buy it. So I bought it, and
they got you to buy it.
They got me because they kept showing it to me.
Does the ad stop? Does the ad? Do they think you're going to buy another? Like, move on. See what GP wants. We got him this time.
It really is. Yeah. They. You tell them what you're kind of interested in, and then they shove it in your face until you buy it. It's wild. It's wild.
But the sound quality, this is sound quality.
You sound good. If only, watch this transition, if only the Memphis basketball team could upgrade to an iPhone 12.
You know, the thing
They're rocking with an iPhone 6 right now.
Yeah, no, they got a flip phone. They got a flip phone. Because the iPhone 12, you're, like, connected to everything. There's a connectedness, Gary, there with the iPhone 12 that you don't see in the old flip phone days, and there's no question they are not particularly connected at this point. It's it is funny how it works. Like, I don't think it's overreacting to say they don't look like a tournament team, but it is amazing how I listened to John Martin say they're not going to make the tournament today, and he had them in a Sweet 16. Like, it is,
oh, God,
like,
John, I love John.
In fairness, Dan Dockich also had them in a Sweet 16. Dan Dockich said they look like a second weekend NCAA team.
Right, but I bet you Dan Dockage wouldn't today say there's no way they're making the NCAA tournament. Like, you just...
I don't think he said, he didn't say no way. Right. He didn't say no way. He said he didn't. They don't think they're a tournament team. He doesn't look like a tournament team. But they didn't look like a tournament team. If you had to bet tournament, no tournament, I bet you'd bet no tournament, wouldn't you?
No, I'm not sure of that. I feel yeah, I'm not sure I would bet that way. I would certainly lean more that way than I was leaning a week ago. But John always makes me laugh. John gets caught up in a moment too much, regardless of what it is. Like, he during the St. Mary's game, I can't remember the exact tweet, but it was like something, boy, Memphis can give it to you a lot of ways on offense. When they get going, it's scary. And then, like, two games later, they can't score on anybody.
I didn't mean to, with my new sound quality, criticize my good friend and fellow radio host, John Martin. But, yes, he is – well, same thing. He's the same way about COVID and vaccines. He just wants everything – he wants everything to be okay. That's all. You know, so he wants everything to be okay. And so he's very happy when the vaccines are coming. And then he's depressed as hell when the vaccines aren't coming. And so there you go. We got like 450 people in the hospital right now, by the way, speaking of which. Like, that's miserable. But anyway, on to the Memphis Tigers. I heard the open of your radio show, and sadly, I agree with you. Like, Alo, that's a problem. It just is a problem. Theoretically, in theory, they need what Alo is supposed to be. But Alo isn't that, in fact, or has not been that, in fact. And it's a real problem right now. And I would just, I'd give the ball to Boogie Ellis and say, go do it and see what happens.
Yeah, my point is that I don't know if Boogie Ellis as your primary lead guard is going to work well. And I don't know if, like, the other option seems to be Damian Baugh. Like, you know, I don't know if Damian Baugh as your starting point guard would work well. But at this point, I'm more interested in eliminating what I know doesn't work, and then let's try other things. And what I know doesn't work, and I say this with no joy whatsoever, but what I know doesn't work is Alex Olmax at point guard. He's averaging 3 points, 3.3 assists, and 2 turnovers in 22 minutes a game, shooting 27% from the field, literally 0% from three, 50% from the free throw line, and he barely gets to the free throw line. Like, what does he do well on the offensive end of the court? Like, you're exactly right. Theoretically, he sounds fine. Like, when you would talk to people about Alex Lomax coming out of high school, it's like, tough, smart, run your team point guard. Okay, cool. Give me one of those. But, you know, he's tough. I'll give him tough. But he doesn't play. I do think he's an intelligent young man. Doesn't play intelligently all the time. And then he's a non-shooter, non-driver. Like, you're trying to run an NBA-style offense with a non-shooter, non-driver. And when you start him in the same starting lineup as Musa Cisse, suddenly 40% of your starting lineup doesn't have to be guarded anywhere away from the basket. That's a problem. Like, that. Like, I know it's easy to call Landers Nolly selfish when he's shooting too much, or DJ Jeffries lethargic when he's not playing to his ability, but do you know how much harder it gets for those guys when two of the people you're on the court with are total non-factors on the offensive end of the court? And I'm not advocating don't play Musa Cisse, because you should play Musa Cisse. If all he does is be a defensive presence, block shots, rebound, and dunk balls, that's good enough. I am arguing that it's time to do something other than Alex Lomax. He's 69 games into his college career with the same coach and the same program, and he doesn't really look any different than he looked the first time he ever played.
No, and I mean, he's still going to be on the court.
Of course.
You know, they're still going to play Alex Lomax, and that's whatever. It's just, it's killing him right now. I mean, there's lots of things that are killing him right now, but it is certainly killing him right now. And I'll be interested in your next guest, because, like you, I don't feel qualified to, quote-unquote, judge the offense, what they're doing on offense. I do feel qualified to discuss whether what they're doing is working, but whether they should be doing something else. There was a time last year when the offense was really struggling, and mind you, it was struggling much worse than it is right now even. But when Penny did become more aggressive calling out sets, you could see it, he was more involved. And so I can't speak to whether what they are doing is the wrong thing I can tell you that it is not working right now. And honestly, like even during the game, as that game was unfolding, they just looked kind of lost, and they never, you know, came out of a timeout and played with more deliberation or precision, or they didn't really ever look. It was truly like one; they were just taking turns, and it was discouraging because year three. And let's be clear, Penny said that after the game. He said they have to heal, for God's sake. Here we are, three games in, and they have to heal. And he said it was bad coaching. And I thought it was good for him to say that because it beats the hell out of, hey, they just weren't doing what I told them to do, which is we've heard before, not just from Penny, but from other coaches. Well, in practice, they do it perfectly. Just do what I tell them to do. No, Penny said, listen, this is my job, is to get them to play well and together. And I did a bad job of that. And I think, again, it doesn't mean he has done a bad job overall as Memphis basketball coach, but in terms of getting them to play with intention and precision on offense, he very clearly has.
And what's interesting about it is they're so good defensively. Like, they're connected, and they understand how to play team defense, and they play hard on that end. You know, ask, I don't want to say any college basketball coach, but certainly most college basketball coaches I've had this conversation with, they will tell you that for college players, defense is much more difficult to grasp than offense. And it's why when they, quote, start practicing, I can't tell you how many times a coach has said, we haven't put in any offense yet. We've just been defense every day. No, we haven't even put in any offense yet. It's just we're working on defense every day. And the reason that is the approach is because that is much harder, so I'm told, to teach college players. And yet Memphis is great defensively, you know, for the second year in a row. And not just because they've got all these amazing athletes. Like, you heard Dan Dockich talking about it during the St. Mary's game. Like, they're together. They know where to be. They cover for each other. They know, they rotate. They, you know, with the, you know, rare exception of Musa getting lost in half court defensive sets sometimes, they're really good on that end of the court. And then they go to the other end of the court and they look like they genuinely look like they don't know what they're doing. They're taking turns, taking shots. And it's not because there's not a design there. Like, I've sat down with Cody Toppert and have him walk me through the offensive philosophy. They know what they're talking about. They know what to do. I think at this point, my question would be, do you have the players to do what it is you want to do? Like, are you trying to run an NBA offense with players who, frankly, aren't NBA players?
Yeah, I mean, it very clearly, what you point out defensively is, you know, it requires unselfishness, it requires discipline, it requires things that you would think manifested on the offensive end. There's not quite as much decision-making on the defensive side, and selfishness is more apt to come in. But I also think there's no lack of desire to do the right thing or to do well, right? I really think what you see from these players is, you know, they want to do well so badly that at some point that's one of the reasons they take it upon themselves to play beyond themselves, is because they do want to do well. Penny very clearly prioritizes defense. You hear the same thing from Penny, and I've heard the same thing about their practices, that they prioritize defense. You do wonder if that in and of itself is part of the issue, and I'll be interested to see. Now, obviously, they have two opponents coming up who they should wax, but I'll be interested to see what it looks like. So having had that conversation after the game, Penny saying, I need to change things, a bad coaching, etc., what will be different? And I don't know what can be different, Gary. People have asked, like, if you want to quote-unquote fix it, beyond changing the lineup and the rotations, what can be done to quote-unquote fix it, you know, now that the season's already started up?
Well, you know, I think it's important to know there's no obvious or perfect fix here. Like, you know, you think Penny wants to lose games? You know, he's already shown once in Alex Lomax's career that he's willing to bench Alex Lomax. So this idea that, well, Alo's his guy, so he's just playing him because he's already benched Alex Lomax before. So he'd have no problem doing it again. Ultimately, you put out there what you think is your best lineup. So what does that tell you about what they see from Boogie Ellis as the lead guard in practice? What does that tell you about what they see from Damian Baugh as the lead guard in practice? Like, if they are putting, and it doesn't mean coaches sometimes do play the wrong players. Like, sometimes that does happen, but I'm just going to assume that they haven't seen anything in practice that makes them think they've got a better option than Alex Lomax at this time. So that's discouraging. But you know, to me, the most obvious thing is you either hope Damian Baugh can do that job and you give him a chance now, or you just put the ball in Boogie Ellis's hands and say, you're going to be a scorer. You're also in charge of bringing the ball up the court. Like, you know, don't even call him the point guard. Just say, hey, you're the guy who's going to bring the ball up the court, but still just be you. Those guys exist in basketball. And so, I don't know that either would work perfectly, but I know what doesn't work at this point, and that's Alex Lomax as your point guard. It's not working. He's too limited, and I hesitate to even say these things because, like, you know, he's a college player and he's a nice young man. Like, I hope my boys grow up to be like Alex Lomax, but he's very limited, and the stuff that he's supposed to be good at, he just hasn't been good at that stuff. And we're three games into his junior season. Like, he's a backup point guard at this level, and that's what he should be. He should be a backup point guard.
Yeah, to me, what's even more frustrating is when he tries to do too much. It's literally he just guarded, brought the ball up the court. It's tough, as you point out, because you've already got Moussa Cisse, who isn't a factor offensively. And then you've got Alo. But the truth of the matter is that's better than Alo trying to force offense, doing what he did. Like, the most frustrating moments to me of those last two games were when Alo tried to force shots. Like, what the hell? Like, why? And now the truth is that DJ Jeffries is, you know, was so in his head at some point that he looks lost too. So who do you have that can score? And certainly in the starting lineup, you got, to me, Boogie Ellis and Landers Nolley should be on the court like most of the time. Like, those are the two who can score, who really we know can score. DJ, I think, can score, but he hasn't right now. He's got to work his way out of whatever is bothering him. And I am, by the way, keenly aware. You can just see it by watching DJ, of the pressure that's on these kids and that they put on themselves. Like, DJ Jeffries thinks he's going to be an NBA player. He certainly has the aspiration to be an NBA player. He knows this season's critical for him. And can't you just see the weight that, like, you can see him feeling it because he's not playing well. He's trying to force it, and he's not just letting his team down. He's letting everyone around. Like, I do feel for these kids because I think they are trying to do the right thing, and I think the pressures on them are considerable.
It's one of the real interesting things about college basketball, and I suppose it's true at college football as well, is that at the high major level, the Memphis level, when these guys struggle, it is often the first time they've ever struggled in their lives. They've always been awesome. That's how they ended up at a place like Memphis. Like, when is Alex Lomax winning state championships and AAU tournaments? He's the starting point guard on winning teams. Like, DJ Jeffries is, you know, the winning Mr. Basketball awards and, you know, being, you know, like, basketball has always been easy for these people. That's how they end up on this stage. And then suddenly it's not easy anymore because you're competing with nothing but other people who have always been awesome at basketball as well. And it can be a real humbling, eye-opening, scary because, you know, for me, it was never realistic to dream about being a professional athlete. It's very realistic for DJ Jeffries. And when that's not going well, I promise you, DJ Jeffries has never thought about being anything other than a professional basketball player. So when it's not going well, again, still early, but when it's not going well, it can shake you a little bit. I've talked to enough players to know that it's very easy for heralded guys like that to get in their head a little bit when things, again, just aren't going well. So hopefully, you know, the good part is that they've got some get-right games here. Like, you can go out and, you know, everybody can score. You can win by big margins. You know, get-right games and maybe get some confidence and a little just get connected a little bit more. But through three games, disappointing. I'll talk to Chris Spatola about it next. Jeff, thanks, brother.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. Chris Spatola is a college basketball analyst for ESPN. He was on the call Friday for Memphis's loss to VCU. He's going to join me next. Listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that one of the best clothing stores in the entire country is right here in Memphis. I've been telling you about it for years. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. Have you noticed the temperatures are dropping? But don't worry. James Davis is filled with items to keep you comfortable even when you're enjoying outdoor restaurant dining. The nylon quilted vest or one of the performance activewear tops, perfect for these cooler months. They'll have you looking your best while keeping you warm. James Davis also has beautiful sweaters to layer over their incredible selection of sport shirts, and they have sport coats that can be dressed up or worn casually. Beyond that, understand it's never too early to get started on that holiday shopping list. Perhaps a gift card for a Stant custom-made shirt would make sense for that special man in your life. You could pair one of those with some jeans or some five-pocket performance pants. James Davis has the best such selection in town. Holiday deals are now available. Take advantage. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
All 75 Mazda 2.99 Mirage, LHO 10130, MSRP 16565, G4, LHF 12318, MSRP 17435, Outlander LZ 03889, MSRP 381, Outlander PEV qualifies for a $5,836 federal tax credit. Consult your tax advisor. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax filing license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11/30/2020. Dealer stock only.
The 2020 year-end sales event is on at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage. Buy for $11,100 or $99 a month. 43 MPG Highway. A Mirage. You can't miss with 2020 G4, 41 MPG Highway, $139 a month, or buy for $12,435. Plus, crossover with 4x4 off-road capabilities with 74 MPG. 2020 Mitsubishi Outlander plug-in hybrid EV, $27,838 or $359 per month. And 10 years of confidence with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett.
Was the holiday season and families felt glee, for they shopped at Kroger, where pickup was free. Sweet spiral ham, a salad so merry, green beans and Brussels, and cakes topped with cherries. May the magic of fresh food never be done. Happy holidays from Kroger. Fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Right now, you can save on fresh 73% lean Kroger brand ground beef. It's just $1.99 a pound in the 5-pound roll with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Make your betting better. BetQL helps you identify winning bets without having to do the work. Follow the sharp money, track real-time line movement, and get access to the data the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com.
Tonight, our neighbors are back.
Your stupid therapist says that we're having intimacy problems, and now she's cutting me off for a month.
Dr. Chen made us do that, too. Really put the no in November.
Cedric the Entertainer and Max Greenfield star.
I'm already going crazy. I saw two melons on the counter and almost had to take a cold shower.
The CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
You and I will always be there to keep each other warm.
Gross.
New tonight, 8, 7 Central on CBS.
Dell Technologies has announced their Cyber Monday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, plus there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/SPCyberMonday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
I feel like I'm being haunted by a pair of headphones. Everywhere I go is a creepy ad for headphones I looked at one time. I hate feeling like I'm being watched. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
College basketball player at Army, a college basketball assistant at Duke. Now he's one of the best college basketball television analysts in the whole wide world. Is Chris Spatola. He's on the Memphis VCU game on Friday. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Chris, I know you've been talking on the radio for a few hours, so now I'm asking you to do it again. I apologize, but I do appreciate your time.
Well, hey, anything for you, Gary Parrish. By the way, did you say the whole wide world? That's outstanding.
Well, they only play college basketball in the United States. Well, that's not technically true. Also Canada, I guess. But it just sounds bigger when you say whole wide world. So I just branch it out and cover the entire globe. How you been, man? You been good?
I'm good, yeah. Made it back safely from South Dakota. First trip there. It was interesting. But it was good to get back home and and I tested this morning, Gary. I don't have the COVID yet, so we'll see if it ends up being the case.
I wish you luck, as I do everybody, because obviously the positivity rates in South Dakota were abnormally high. So hopefully everybody that went there returns home safely. So I mentioned you were on the call, VCU 70, Memphis 59. The Tigers had looked good 2 days prior. But it's starting to look like that was a byproduct of Boogie Ellis just getting hot against St. Mary's and making 6 of 7 threes, because when he wasn't doing that, the Tigers had trouble scoring. When you watched them for 40 minutes against VCU, what did you see?
Yeah, and then they got in Landers Nolley in the game against Western Kentucky went off. So you got two outlier performances. You know, it's puzzling to me, Gary, because you look at the defensive side, and obviously, you know, they're outstanding and were last year and have the potential to be that way again defensively. They're so disciplined, and they play so hard, and there's a level of accountability on the defensive side that makes them good on that side of it. And, you know, defense, I think, for young players is more intuitive, and so you just kind of wind them up, and they go out there and they play hard. And you know, Penny does a good job changing up the defenses. I thought the pressure in game one against St. Mary's changed the tone and tenor of that game. And then you flip to the offensive side, and there's really no accountability. There's much more of a permissive attitude when it comes to bad shots or bad turnovers. They don't play together. And, you know, players of that level, obviously we know, they have tremendous talent. They have individual talent. But players of that level, they have to be taught offense. You know, they don't come in with a background in understanding how to play with other players because they just haven't had to do that. I'm speaking generally,
sure.
And haven't really been taught to do that. And you just don't see that. I mean, I don't exactly know what they were trying to run, but even then, shot selection becomes an issue, turnovers an issue, and, you know, they're just not able to make that up with their offense and getting into transition. So it's very puzzling to see the dichotomy between what they are defensively and how disciplined and sharp they are there, for the most part, and then what they are offensively, which, look, I'm telling you what I saw, is a complete mess. It's a complete mess.
What they would say, I think, is that they're trying to run an, quote, NBA-style offense. But, and I would ask you this because you'd know much better than I, there are things in the NBA that you can do in college you can't do in the NBA. Like, you can't really commit to 40 minutes of hell in the NBA because the players are too good. They'll just eat you up and get transition bucket after transition bucket. But you can effectively do that in college. Nolan Richardson did. More recently, Bob Huggins. In the NBA, you can run an NBA-style offense because the players are so good. How much harder is it to do that with, you know, amateur players?
It's a lot harder because, again, guys, like they don't know how to play. And I think, you know, you have – there's the whole thing about, you know, the individual or the sum, you know, the whole is greater than the sum of the individual parts. And you know, that's where offensively, what I don't think they understand is they need each other to be effective. They need each other to score. And what ends up happening, and I was making this point about DJ Jeffries, for example, like that kid is completely in his head. I mean, that kid came to Memphis as Boogie Ellis, I'm sure did, and others, thinking that he was going to be there for a year and he was going to be out. And he just didn't have the year that he expected he would have. We watched him in practice the day that the teams got there. And then you watch him in games, Gary, and he's pressing. And the problem is, and it's a function of the system or whatever they're trying to run, he's not being helped out by that. Like, everything is about, you go get a bucket. Okay, now it's your turn. Like, there was a shot, and I said this in the game, there's a shot in the second half by Lance Thomas where he was open for a reason, They were only down 10 with about 6 minutes left, so they were still in the game. Thomas catches the ball at the top of the key. He's wide open, and you have seen it a million times. I've seen it a million times. You know exactly what the wires are doing in his head, what they are saying to him, which is, I just got into the game. I haven't shot in a while. I'm open. Well, damn it, I'm going to take this shot. And so, and it gets, that's the point. There's no accountability. There's no, all right, we need to work together in order to get this done. They kind of take turns. And at this level of college basketball, we've now seen for 2 years with this program, you're just not going to win games like that. I don't care how good you are defensively.
Talking to Chris Spatola from ESPN, he was on the Memphis VCU game last week. You touched on something interesting about DJ being in his head. I imagine you ran into this when you were at Duke, because at Duke they recruit, you know, one pro after another after another. And when it becomes difficult, when somebody, you might even remember somebody specifically during your years there, when somebody comes in heralded thinking of themselves a certain way, they've got a certain plan for their college career, and it probably only includes 1 year. When it doesn't play out that way, it is often, for players who are at this level, the first time they've ever struggled with basketball, because the way you get to this level is you've just always been awesome at basketball. I imagine that can be pretty jarring, and you start questioning everything for the first time in your life, and I do think that that could happen very easily right now for DJ Jeffries, even Boogie Ellis. You know, this is probably the first time where basketball hasn't come easily to you, and I'm always fascinated how players respond to that.
It's a great point. I'll give you the perfect example. Austin Rivers. I mean, that's exactly who Austin Rivers was, and that was my last year at Duke. And, you know, everybody remembers the shot he hit against Carolina. Sure. I think what a lot of folks don't remember, he was a volume shooter. He was a turnover looking for a stat sheet. And on top of all that, had a hard time getting along with other guys in the locker room. Now, part of that was not necessarily Austin's fault. You know, he came in with a huge Twitter following and a huge reputation, and he was, you know, he would do his own individual workouts, and so it didn't necessarily endear him to the locker room. But there was also, I mean, you remember, there was a style of play. Like, this was the interesting thing about Austin. It gets back to the point about these guys need to be taught how to play offense. Obviously, Doc Rivers is his dad, but Doc never really coached Austin. Like, he would, you know, workouts and things, but he never coached him. And so when Austin Rivers got to Duke, Austin Rivers had no idea how to play the game of basketball offensively. I mean, had no idea. He had to be taught that. And it, I mean, he still shouldn't have left after his freshman year and all of that, but there's a lot of that that you see with this Memphis team, where good kids, you know, you would think if they were coached, they have good attitudes. Again, they have great attitudes on the defensive end. They just don't understand that they need each other to play offense. And I think they're each trying to hunt their own thing. And it reminds me so much of who Austin was, where he came in with this massive reputation. He had this way he was going to play. He had it in his mind from day one that he was going to go pro at the end of the season. And it just, and of course, we ended up losing to Lehigh in the first round of the NCAA tournament that year. And we were not a very good basketball team. Now, that's not on all Austin's shoulders, like it's not all on DJ Jeffries' shoulders. It's a collective, I think, psychosis that Memphis is going through right now. And look, I'm sure Penny and his staff are coaching this team, but they are coaching them, at least from the outside. They are coaching them differently on the defensive end. And part of that comes easier. Again, you just wind those guys up, you put them in a defensive press or in a half-court defense, and you preach – the other team's not going to play harder than us. They're not going to outplay us. Well, that works defensively. At some point offensively, particularly with young players who have been able to, for their entire lives, go get a bucket whenever they wanted to, you have to coach those guys. You have to scheme. You have to come up with a game plan. And I just haven't seen that. I certainly didn't see it last year, and I didn't see it in three games in South Dakota.
Wrapping up here with Chris Spatola from ESPN. Last thing before I let you go. One of the big topics of the conversation is the point guard position. Alex Lomax has started the first three games. He's averaging 3 points, three assists, two turnovers, shooting 27% from the field, 0% from three, 50% from the free throw line. You know as well as I do, freshmen can get better from, say, November to February. Sophomores can be way better than they were as freshmen. How often does it click for somebody in their junior year, as opposed to this is just what he is, and that's probably not good enough to be a starter playing major minutes at the high major level, you know, for a program like Memphis.
Yeah, I don't really get Alex Lomax, and you know, to your question, you know by this point,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And here's the other thing, Gary, like that junior player who's really not going to be an NBA player, obviously, but they give you something else. They give you a voice on the floor. They're an extension of the coach. They, you know, they'll give you something to a level of toughness, defense. They'll give you that understanding of the position. Well, Alex Lomax, I don't really see that voice. I don't really see that understanding of the game. And by the way, and I called this out immediately in the game the other night against VCU, he was driving into nowhere, and he kicks the ball off his foot on the very first possession, turnover Memphis. That's not how you want to start a game like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's it kind of starts there. Like, I don't know Alex Lomax. You know him probably a lot better than I, so I don't want to make – this is not an indictment on the person. But he's – part of the problem is – when you have a team like that with scorers like a Boogie Ellis and a Landers Nolly and hopefully a DJ Jeffries and a Quinones, if he can get it going, you got to have somebody to corral all of that. And it can't be Penny Hardaway. It's got to start with Penny. And I think there's more that can be done there, but it's got to start with that position. And you would hope at this point, a junior understands enough to be able to corral that. And I just don't see that out of Lomax. Now, I don't know if your next question, who is that guy? I don't really know.
Right.
They're still searching. But it ain't right now. It's not Alex Lomax.
I think that's right. That's Chris Spatola from ESPN. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Chris_Spatola. Thank you so much for your time, man. Enjoy the rest of your night. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Likewise, Gary. Be good, brother.
Take care. That's Chris Spatola from ESPN. And, like, you know, I think sometimes it's good to have an actual basketball person's thoughts. You know, that's somebody who played.
Yep.
That's somebody who's coached. That's somebody who's now an analyst. And it's somebody who watched Memphis' first three games, same way we watched Memphis' first three games. And he saw a lot of the same stuff that we saw. And he's exactly right about Alex Lomax. It's the point I made in the opening segment. We know he's not a shooter. He's never been a shooter. But he's supposed to be a run-your-team point guard, a junior leader. Like, in theory, he should be the veteran, run-your-team point guard who gets shots for other people and playmakes. He doesn't do any of that. He can't make a shot. He can't get to the rim. If he does get to the rim, he can't finish at the rim. He doesn't get to the free throw line. When he gets there, he's shooting 50% through three games. I mean, it's 27% from the field, 0% from three, 50% from the free throw line. And you could say it's just three games, but this is who he is. We've watched him play 69 games in a Memphis basketball uniform now. This is what he is. And so Chris is exactly right. It's something I mentioned earlier. I don't know if the Boogie Ellis as your primary guard works. I don't know if Damian Bond taking over starting point guard responsibility works. Keep in mind, they've all had these opportunities before. Mm-hmm. But I know what doesn't work. And I say this with no joy, but at this point, it's pretty clear Alex Lomax at this level needs to be a backup point guard playing maybe about half the minutes that he's playing right now. If you want to say 70% of the minutes he's playing right now, I'm willing to be open-minded about it. But he doesn't need to be the starting point guard anymore and probably doesn't need to be playing 22 minutes a game anymore, because the toughness that he brings isn't enough to offset all of his obvious deficiencies. There's not a single thing, except for perhaps being tenacious on the ball, there's not a single thing he does well that you ask a point guard to do at this level. Not a single thing. Doesn't shoot it, doesn't score it, doesn't get to the rim, doesn't get to the free throw line, doesn't play make, doesn't get the ball where it needs to be. He's just an ineffective, small point guard. And I won't be surprised if you see them try somebody else later on this week. Be back with Dinner to Go.
So you're watching the game, you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook, you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee, and you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, no strings attached. You place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit, so you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. Tonight, we got Monday Night Football, Seahawks at Eagles, and I'm loving these bets that FanDuel does. You can pick an anytime touchdown score in the game. Will Dissly, he's a backup tight end for the Seahawks. You know, Greg Olsen is out for the next couple weeks, and the Eagles are terrible at defending the tight end position. He's plus 390 to score a touchdown tonight, so I like that bet. Him or Jacob Hollister, one of the tight ends for the Seahawks. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets, they're just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you can combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. I love the live betting too, like when there's a ton of games going on at once. It's easy to place your bet fast during a game if you're starting to see a trend you like. And to claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Bennett. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-888 9-9-7-8-9.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, LE242-174, MSRP 20,505, sold, M77-55682, MSRP 20,315, K5, MG00-3199, MSRP 25725, K900, MSRP 65610, L602697, L602120, includes all rebates in this NSPF 695, excludes tax title license with approved credit offer valid through 11-30-2020, dealer stock only, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for
details. It's time for the Kia holiday sales event and time to command the season in your new ride from Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. 2020 Kia Forte, just $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul, only $148 a month lease. Plus 2021 Kia K5, only $189 a month lease. And they're all 36 months, $31.49 due at signing. And don't miss the 2020 Kia K900. We got it at $10,000 off MSRP. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett.
Tracy wanted to sell her Cordova home and didn't want the hassle of showing, so she took advantage of Josh Hysall's instant cash offer. She sold the home with a full-price cash offer, had no showings, got to pick her own closing date. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysall. He has the 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he is experienced and effective. He's someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, then Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick, totally up to you, and understand it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysall, 461-8147. On the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Whether you're a home builder, a road builder, a landscaper, or a farmer, an early riser, a heavy lifter, or a one-man crew, whether you're looking to rent or buy, new or used, or just needing your machine serviced, Thompson Machinery's got you covered. Stop by one of our 15 locations today or visit us online at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local cat dealer.
This is Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show, weekdays from 4 to 6 here on 92.9 FM ESPN, and you know the holiday season is here. And one thing on lots of people's wish list is a computer, so if you know somebody like that and you're looking for the lowest prices and best service, go check my friends at Cooper Systems. You know Cooper Systems, Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper. They've been with me for years, and you guys, listeners of this station, have helped grow their business because you keep going there when you need a new computer, a refurbished computer, or a custom-built computer because you know they have prices starting as low as $189. Cooper Systems has
brands like Apple, HP, Dell, Gateway, Toshiba, Sony, and more. Desktops, notebooks, tablets, and printers, they really do have it all at Cooper Systems. And don't ever forget, if you need service on your computer, then Cooper Systems can help you too. In-shop diagnostic rates start as low as $24.99, so don't be frustrated by a bogged-down computer. Let Cooper Systems help get you cleaned up the way you ought to be. Go see them in the Mount Moriah office park or call them 360-9679 or visit them at coopersystems.com.
Do you need gifts for friends and family located all over this country? You can ship them prime steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop overnight. And if you need to show a client or a colleague how much you appreciate them, give them a gift certificate that can be used for dinner at Folks Folly, Memphis's original prime steakhouse, or give them any of the delicious Folks Folly menu items that you can get fresh from Humphrey's. Are you noticing a theme here? Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop can set you up with everything you need to make the holidays amazing and, most importantly, amazingly easy. They've got fresh prime steak in all of the most flavorful cuts, rack of lamb, ribeye roast, a lobster tail, and all your favorite side dishes like garlic mashed potatoes and spinach casserole. Dessert is covered with Humphrey's traditional southern pecan pie and Folks Folly's famous brownies, and then they have steak knives and aprons to really make a special gift. So be an original and treat yourself and your loved ones to a holiday you'll all truly enjoy. Stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall, right next to Folks Folly, or order online at humphreysmemphis.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Are you looking for the biggest brands in computers? If so, place to look is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Yes, Apple. You can get Apple products at Cooper Systems. They're all available, and the best of the year pricing is available right now. Understand that because of the pandemic, supply chains have been disrupted this year, and that could impact what's available, what isn't available at some of the big box stores. Not going to impact it at Cooper Systems, but you still want to shop early to make sure you're able to get exactly what you want to get. So give them a call, 360-9679. You can talk to Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper, any of the Cooper Systems consultants. Tell them what it is you're going to be doing on a computer in general, and then they can find a computer that is perfectly suited for you. And if it's perfectly suited for you, it's going to be better price for you at Cooper Systems. 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A bunch of stuff, but we mostly talked Tiger basketball after a disappointing 1-2 trip to South Dakota to start the season. They have gone from 39th at KenPom to, at this moment, they are 48. They were 49th, 5 hours ago, but something happened today, pushed them to 48. So moving back in the right direction.
Let's go.
I guess. But like I said when I was talking to Jeff, they got some get-right opportunities coming up. If the games get played, you never know. I mean, games are getting canceled literally every day, so you never know. But Arkansas State scheduled for Wednesday, Central Arkansas on Friday, next Tuesday, Mississippi Valley State, and then the following Saturday, an Auburn team that isn't very good. In fact, if you look at the KenPom projections right now, Memphis is favored to win its next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 games. So we could end up talking very differently about this season, but undeniably it didn't get off to a good start.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Are you ready for some football?
I think I'm ready.
A Monday night party?
Yep.
We got Monday night football, Bennett. Seattle against Philadelphia. I heard you talking about it.
Yeah. I think we're going to roll with Seattle in that 6.5. I think they're going to beat the crap out of the Eagles tonight.
That's expert analysis. The Eagles will get the crap kicked out of them.
Yes.
I saw somebody today, I think Sportsline tweeted it. Somebody put a $500,000 bet on Seahawks minus 6.5. So we're going to ride with that big money.
I like it.
Okay, let's ride with that big money. Seattle is a 6.5 point favorite. The total is 50. Kick is scheduled for 7:15. You can watch it on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
The 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony is on HBO at 7:05 tonight.
God, I usually watch this.
The inductees, do you know who was inducted in 2020?
Okay, so it was, I have no idea.
Whitney Houston.
Okay.
The late great.
Yep.
Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
The Doobie Brothers.
Okay.
Biggie.
All right.
And Nine Inch Nails.
That's a solid induction class.
That is a solid induction class. If you want to watch that, HBO 705. The final episode of The Undoing is also on HBO tonight. Have you watched it yet?
No, we're watching it right after this.
Okay, I won't ruin it for you.
Yeah, don't ruin it. I think I know what happens, though. I think I saw a spoiler, but I don't ruin it.
Okay, I won't ruin it for you. I won't ruin it for anybody. But it gets intense. It's worth watching.
Okay, good.
People have asked me, is it worth watching? It was six episodes, hour-long each. Yes, it's worth watching. The ending is intense. That's on Disney Holiday Sing-Alongs on ABC 24 at 7. That's going to be followed by the CMA Country Christmas at 8 o'clock. So combined with The Voice on NBC at 7, a lot of people sing it on television tonight if you want to watch it.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
We talked about Sarah Fuller earlier, the Vanderbilt kicker who made history on Saturday. Nicole Abbott wrote a column about her. You can read that. You should at The Athletic.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Tuesday. So we'll look back at Monday Night Football, see if Bennett's lock came through.
Come on, Seahawks.
Seattle minus 6.5. Grizzlies coach Taylor Jenkins going to join me in the first hour. So getting ready for training camp. We'll catch up with Taylor Jenkins, see what he thinks about the newest members of the franchise, Desmond Bane, Xavier Tillman. Taylor Jenkins in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second. Should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
Okay, let's go. Go, go. They're right on our tail.
Hey, don't worry. They'll never catch us.
How do you know?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.